Let's begin with baseball and the Northwest Indiana Oilmen, who have a new manager. Former Oilmen player Kevin Franchetti is the new on-field man in charge. He's also the only man in Midwest Collegiate League history to win a league title as a player and a manager. The Andrew and Grant won a title as a player with the Oilmen in the team's first season in 2012. He would also manage Southland to a title in 2017. Franchetti replaces Adam Enright, who won two league championships for the Oilmen. The plot thickens in the National League Central Division after yesterday's 5-1 Cub loss to Milwaukee. The Cubs' first-place lead in the Central is now one game over the Brewers. The news for the White Sox? Much better after their 4-2 win over Kansas City in 12 innings. On to high school football, with tomorrow kicking off week 5 of the season, at two teams in completely different frames of mind go at it in Merrillville. Michigan City is not in the very best of moods these days after losing a home duel to Valparaiso last week. Merrillville, on the other hand, has to be happy with the way they've played this season. The Pirates shut out Portage last week. Let's welcome the coach, Wayne Svetnoff, to talk about what should be a 4-star matchup.
And you know that Michigan City's loss this last week will have to fire the Wolves up. They'll be ready for Merrillville. Now, in Merrillville's favor, they won this week against a Portage team. They shut them out. So their defense, that Justin Ramsey defense, he's their leading tackler and he's that big guy up front. Their defense has really stepped up week after week after week.
In pro football tonight, it's Baltimore at Cincinnati. The high school girls soccer coaches poll is out, and Valparaiso and Crown Point are tied for 20th this week in Class 3A. In Class 1A, Wheeler is the number one team in the state. In boys soccer yesterday, Chesterton beat Lake Central 2-1. Zach Bowser had a goal and an assist for the men of Troy. Big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for that score, and for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.